Om Shanti. 1st of January 2019. This is the first day of this year, and this is also the first day of this Avyakta month. So from today onwards, for next 30 days, we are starting a special Spurshartha series, and this effort has come in every day's Moodle, and it will be coming every day. So at the onset, I'll just like to read this notice from Madhuban from today's Sakar Moodle, and after every day's Sakar Moodle, a short effort is would be given in every Moodle. So we will call it Whispers from Beyond, and every day we would be reading and doing some effort throughout the day on that particular and special instruction that has been given from Madhuban. So it reads, this Avyakta month is a special month of blessings for all of us Brahmin children. During this month, we will remain introvert and keep the aim of becoming like Father Brahma and make intense efforts. For this, we are writing a special point for making special effort at the end of each day's Moodle. Please pay attention to this point, churn it throughout the day and tour around the subtle region. So we will begin. This is the special effort to become equal to Father Brahma. So today is 1st of January 2019 and we have given it a name, Whispers from Beyond. So the first today's effort. According to the time, always remember three words. One is Antarmukta, that is being introverted. Second is Avyakt, and third is Alaukik. So throughout the world, this is an instruction from Madhuban for this day, the first day. So Baba is saying, according to the time, always remember these three words. The first word is Antarmukta, being introverted. The second is Avyakt, and third is Alaukik. Until now, there is some laukikness or worldliness mixed. When you become completely alaukik and introverted, then you will be seen as an Avyakt angel. So when you will become completely Antarmukhi and Alaukik, you will become Avyakt angel. So but Baba is saying, till now there is some laukikness or worldliness. In order to stay in the spiritual an alaukik stage, become introverted. So this is the special effort point from today's Moodle. And one thing to understand here is that Baba is saying there is some laukikness mixed. There is some worldliness. So before we try to understand these three A's, let's first try to understand what is worldliness. What is worldliness? How do we define worldliness or laukikness? How do we define laukikness? Baba is saying that there is some laukikness mixed. Your aim is to become Avyakta angel by becoming Antarmukhi, introvert, and by becoming alaukik. But there is some laukikness mixed. So what is worldliness? familiarity, okay? Any expression of body consciousness. What is worldliness? Old habits and old desires. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, when Baba was telling, he said, congratulations to you for new world. But when you remember new world, when you remember new year, do you remember new age? It's easy to bid farewell to old year. But is it easy for you to bid farewell to old sanskar, old swabhav, old way of living, chal, maya, waste? These are the different things Baba said yesterday. So when you see this new year, do you see sceneries of new world? When you see this new year, do you also remember your fortune of tan, man, dhan, jan, four types of fortunes of golden age? When you remember new year, do you also remember that you had abundance of attainments, bhandar of new age? So Baba is telling all those, do you experience new age? Do you experience the nearness of the new age? Do you see smriti of the new age? So when you remember that this is a new year, also remember that new age. Such an unlimited vision. So, what is worldliness? Laukikta. Few more definitions. Attachment is worldliness. What is worldliness? What? Being more than? Being ordinary. So, ordinariness, worldliness, being mundane, being temporal, being earthly, being terrestrial, being of this world, and what else? Being filled with worldly desires, that is worldliness. So we'll try to understand this worldliness. Worldliness is loving flesh more than spirit. Worldliness is loving flesh more than spirit. Worldliness is loving familiarity more than detachment. Worldliness is loving fashion more than simplicity. In today's Murli, Baba said, you are in Vanvaha. You cannot have such fashions as those worldly people have. If you have a lot of desires for good clothes here, you will get less clothes there. That's in today's Sakar Murli. So to love flesh more than the spirit is worldliness. To love familiarity more than detachment is worldliness. To love fashion more than simplicity is worldliness. To love speech more than silence is worldliness. To love vices more than virtues is worldliness. To love human beings more than God is worldliness. To love, in the speech also comes talkativeness, talking too much. To love extroversion more than introversion is worldliness. So when we say that somebody is worldly, we also mean that somebody loves self-indulgence more than self-control. This is worldliness. So laukikta, laukikpana. So to love instability or frivolity of mind more than the stability of mind is worldliness, where the person is in the stage of continuous instability. And when I started loving is to love restlessness more than stability is worldliness. To love peacelessness more than being peaceful is worldliness. So worldliness could have lot many definitions. So Baba is saying that there is some amount of worldliness mixed. We know that this yajna has got four components. There are many, we have discussed that in few other classes, but four are very important. One is, this is yajna, sacrificial fire. Second is, this is university or school. Third is, this is organization. This is organization where we are. Brahma Kumaris. What is Brahma Kumaris? It's a yajna. It's a university. It's an organization. And fourth, it's family. Now, when we say it is family, it doesn't mean that it is laukik family. It is alaukik family. And in alaukik family, if there are personal attachments, then that is laukikness. Then that is worldliness. So, when we think that this Brahma Kumaris is a family, a world family, it doesn't mean that we start doing all those things one does in the family. Because in family, then there is so much attachments. So to get attached to a particular person is to be laukik. The one of the greatest maya at present in this Brahmin family or Brahma Kumaris is to bring laukikness into alaukik. People have formed interpersonal relationships, brothers and sisters and sisters and sisters and brothers and brothers. They are friends and they are attached. And this attachment and this laukikta and this laukikness or worldliness within the spiritual family, Baba doesn't want this. This is a spiritual family and it should remain spiritual. We accept that this is family, but this is spiritual family. This is organization, so there are set rules of the organization. This is university. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said you should pay attention to two things, padai and character. Study and character. So these are the two very important things of this university. Study and character. And this is yajna. Sacrificial fire. So even when I think it is sacrificial fire, so much purity is needed for that sacrificial fire. All those Brahmins who conduct such yajna in the world, they do it with utmost purity. So whether it is yajna, whether it is organization, whether it is university or whether it is family, in all the four, this is four in one, all the four, an iota of laukikness would lead to the fall. So Baba says, you should not have any laukikta. To have too much familiarity here, to be too much talkative here, or to resort to all manners of fashion, or some or other hidden vices. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, if you are not having dharana, probably you have a hole in your apron. You have a hole through which everything is just drained away. You have a hole in your apron. So, all these things and many more you can think of. When you have such a thing, it is a sort of laukikta. Loving bondage more than freedom. Loving bondages more than freedom is laukikta. So, according to the time, always remember three words. What are the three words? Antarmukta, introversion, practicing being introvert as much as possible. But introversion is not that easy. Unless and until you know there is some treasure hidden within, then only you can become introvert. Because the outside amusements, the outside attractions are so many. So one doesn't find it easy job to go within and become antarmukhi. There is overpowering temptations. There are overpowering temptations around. So first is antarmukhi. This is for today's purusharth. Okay. Second, avyapt. What is avyapt? Vyakt and avyakt. These are the two words. Vyakt is manifest. Avyakt is unmanifest. Vyakt means that which is manifested. That which has got form. That which has got some name, some roop, some name or some form. That is materialized. That we can see. That is vyakt. And avyakt is one which you cannot see. One which is abstract. One which doesn't have any form. One which is unmanifest. And the greatest definition of being avyakt, vyakt and avyakt is revealed just by two things. Speech and movements, actions, or rather movements. You must have seen yesterday when Bab Dada came, he was avyakt, means he was speaking less, one. And second, have you seen his movements? So less movements. If he is moving his hands here and there, do you call that person avyakt? If one is dancing and all, he is not avyakt. Avyakt means one can dance in avyakt form also, yes. But avyakt means stability. Avyakt means silence. Avyakt means abstract. Avyakt means invisible. Avyakt means very, very calm, placid, serene. He is as if not here. He is something afar. Something afar from the sphere of our sorrow. So be antarmukhi, be avyakt and be alaukik. Alaukik means all the forms of laukikta, all the forms of worldliness, all the forms which are not spiritual. So all unspiritual things, all earthly things, all temporal things is to become laukik or to resort to any one of these things. Too much fashion is not alaukikta. Too much speaking is not alaukikta. Too much bodily movements even is not alaukikta. So all of these things, becoming extrovert. You know, seva, when not done in the spirit of tapasya, makes one extrovert. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you have a great job of awakening the whole world. So how much power of yoga is needed? You have the great task of awakening the whole world. So how much power of yoga is needed? So until now, there is some laukikness mixed. But when you become completely alaukik and introvert, you will be seen as avyakt angel. So today's purusharth means trying to find out where I am laukik. Which of my relationship has become laukik? Which feeling doesn't belong to the domain of spirituality? Which emotion is Laukik. And yesterday's Avyakta Murli, recorded Murli of 31st to December 2006, Baba talked about one slogan. What was that? What was the slogan in yesterday's Murli? 31st December 2006. Okay, that was one. One step of courage from your side and 1,000 steps of help from the Father. Charity begins at home. Baba said, charity begins at home. Yesterday's Murli was about ours. Our new age. Our occupation. Our checking. Our aim. Our slogan. Everything just attach ours. Our dictionary. What does not our dictionary have? Karan and problems. These are the two words which are not in our dictionary. So our dictionary doesn't have that. What is our aim? Is to become like the Father. What is our occupation? Two. World transformer and world benefactor. These are our two occupations. And along with that, Baba added few more things. What you do to the five elements, you are transformer of those five elements also. So, Swa Parivartak, Prakriti Parivartak, Vishwa Parivartak. And also at one other place, Baba said, Swa Parivartak, Sathi Parivartak, and Vishwa Parivartak. So you cannot have reasons. So that is our dictionary, our slogan, our checking, our aim, our occupation, our new age. Try to remember the new age. Try to remember the scenes and sceneries of that new age. Try to remember the abundance of attainments of that new age. And Baba talked about our drill also. What is that drill? In 1 second get concentrated, and in 1 second remember the supreme abode, and in 1 second remember your kingdom. Practice this. And our golden cup. And our golden cup. And our victory. What is our victory? For Madhuban Nivasis, Baba said, Madhuban Nivasis are victorious Pandavas. And Maya will come till the end. But the task of Maya, the work of Maya, the job of Maya is to come. And what is your job? Is to become victorious Pandava. So our victory, our cup, our job, our task, our occupation, our new age. Thinking of all of these things, churning Murli, our knowledge. Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, you are Roop Basant. You have got money of knowledge in your intellect. You have got money of knowledge, rupees of knowledge in your intellect. So, the Purushartha for today is to remain Antarmukhi. As much as possible, don't talk unless and until talk to. Speak only when spoken to. Answer only when asked. Advise only when sought for. Don't give unsolicited advices. And try to remain in that cave of Antarmukta, introversion. So to remain Antarmukhi and to remain Alaukik, these two things will make us what? Avyakt angel. And one checking where Laukikta is coming. So this is the day one Purushartha. In this manner, we have called this whispers from beyond. So this is the first whisper from beyond. And in that manner, throughout the month, we will practice one such every day. Okay. Om Shanti.